WAPO, Unfilled U.S. Jobs Belong to Foreign Workers, Not Americans. By John Binder on December 15, 2022. The Washington Post, with ties to some of the biggest corporations in the United States, suggests mass immigration is the answer to filling millions of unfilled jobs, rather than pulling millions of Americans into the labor market. Annually, the U.S. gives more than a million green cards to foreign nationals from all over the world, and another million are brought in on temporary work visas to take American jobs. This annual inflow is in addition to the hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens arriving annually with government-approved work permits. Decades-long mass immigration has inflated the labor market by tens of millions of foreign workers that has not been seen since 1996. The Washington Post published a piece suggesting that more foreign workers are the answer to filling unfilled U.S. jobs, not necessarily a national full employment agenda to pull millions of jobless Americans back into the labor market, particularly working-age men. Major corporations are represented on the Post's board of directors, including Berkshire Hathaway and the Coca-Cola Company. Mass migration groups like the Dream U.S. are also represented in companies such as the Vanguard Group, with a history of outsourcing American jobs, holds a stake in the Post. The Post's Abba Bhattarai and Lauren Kaori Gurley write, "A shortfall of immigrants is worsening widespread labor shortages and hobbling the U.S. economy at a time when more than 10 million jobs remain unfilled, particularly in low-paying and physically demanding industries such as hospitality, agriculture, construction and healthcare," emphasis added. The crisis had prompted senators on both sides of the aisle to try to strike a deal that allowed more legal immigration in the weeks before Republicans take control of the House. But those proposals never got off the ground, making an immigration overhaul far less politically feasible, emphasis added. Economists say it's difficult to quantify exactly how many foreign-born workers are missing from the labor force, particularly when it comes to undocumented immigrants. By one estimate, the United States is shy of about 1.7 million legal immigrants based on pre-pandemic migration trends, according to Giovanni Piri, director of the Global Migration Center at the University of California at Davis, emphasis added. The piece was published even as the Post reporters admit that some 100 million Americans are not in the labor force today. One such study, published recently, revealed the dramatic decline of American men from 25 to 54 years old holding jobs. Some of that decline in labor force participation is a result of falling wages for the nation's working and lower middle class who do not hold college degrees. Mass immigration has helped crush those wages, as working-class Americans are the most likely to compete against foreign workers for U.S. jobs, Bloomberg reports. And as their wages got left behind by the earnings of their better-educated peers, men without a college degree have been more likely to exit the labor force, Wu wrote. Younger, white men in particular are more inclined to leave the job market when their expected wages fall in relative terms, she wrote, emphasis added. The findings add to the vast body of research trying to explain why about 1 in 9 men in so-called prime working age, 25 to 54, are out of the labor market today, compared with 1 in 50 in the mid-1950s. Wu's study pins some of the blame on widening income inequality in the U.S. over recent decades, emphasis added. After adjusting for inflation, median weekly earnings fell 17% for U.S. prime-age non-college men over the last 40 years, while their college-educated peers experienced a 20% gain, Wu wrote. Emphasis added. U.S. tech workers, which represents America's white-collar professionals who have had their jobs outsourced by companies like the Vanguard Group, wrote on Twitter that the Post piece cites corporate-funded economists to back their push for more foreign workers in the labor market. The labor force participation rate for young men, 25 to 34, is declining, U.S. tech workers wrote in a statement. Real wages are declining. The cost of housing, especially in urban areas and cities, have gone up astronomically. The government paid workers to stay home. Multinational corporations, represented by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, are currently lobbying Congress to add hundreds of thousands of more legal immigrants to the labor market to take white-collar jobs, particularly in STEM fields. Corporations relying on a constant flow of foreign workers are some of the biggest beneficiaries of mass immigration, as they can grow their profit margins by cutting the price of labor. Meanwhile, working and middle-class Americans are increasingly forced to compete against an ever-growing number of cheaper, Foreign workers in the labor market. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.